I'm not going to talk a long time because what I mean, we've just heard the power of God, you know, preached over and over and over again. I want to in just a little bit. I want us to actually do together a prophetic act, which is something that we do in the natural to agree with God for something to happen in the spiritual realm that changes things for us. So I want us to do that. So I want to tell you right now, that's where we're heading. And, before we do that, though, all right, before we do that, hey, Jim, did you already switch it out? You did? Okay. Well, you put a new track in right now because I want to, we might want to do something, just put a pause on that just for a minute. Okay. This is Memorial Weekend. And so I do want to honor those who are in the service, obviously those who have died in the service, but I know that there are some here who have served either in Vietnam or in other ways served in the armed forces. So if that's you, would you stand up just so we can bless you? Stand up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. I want to just go ahead and stand one more time if that was you, just so we can bless you. So if someone's near them, go ahead and put a hand on them, just on a shoulder or something, just to bless them. We just want to honor and bless you. And you know, there's a lot of things we don't understand in life. One of those is wars. We're never going to understand that this side of heaven. But we can clearly see that God has used that throughout history for His purposes that go beyond what we understand. So Lord, we just want to bless and honor these who have stood in harm's way, those who have said, I will step out and serve my country. But in so doing, Lord, they were serving You. They were saying, God, I'm willing to see the greater good than my own personal safety, so that others can enjoy their freedom. And so, God, for each one of these, I just thank You. And I, God, we just ask for a special blessing over them, Father. We ask for special honor from You, God, that You would just touch them, that they would feel Your pleasure, Your honor, God, upon them, that You honor them for their willingness to step out. And God, for all those who have lost their lives through serving our country, bringing freedom to others, the freedom that we so enjoy. God, we just want to thank You for their lives. And we know that You also have honored them in some way. So we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We really, don't do that enough. And Bruce, who's standing up in the back there, in our Kingdom Training class, He shared some stories from Vietnam, but did it in such an amazing way, and how Jesus actually touched him there. And I won't share his story right now because I actually want him to share it with you, not tonight. But he's like, oh no, not tonight. No, he would have been ready. But I do want him to share it because it's just absolutely amazing. So thank you, everyone. Okay, now back to where I was. That was great, Tina. And Tina just explained how, you know, this is that revival that never ends. And another way of explaining that, Bob Jones, how many of you know Bob Jones? About half of you? Okay, he's a prophet. He's been around a long time. He's an older man. I'm going to guess late 80s, 90, something like that. Just an excellent track record as far as hearing from the Lord. He died in 1975, went and saw Jesus. and actually came back to life. And while he was there, one thing that Jesus asked him is, "Did you learn to love? Did you learn to love?" And so I don't remember all the story right now, but Bob did come back to life. So Jesus sent him back to this earth to live, to continue living in this body. And that was 75. In 19, I believe it was 76 or 77, he said he felt the glory, the presence of God lift it corporately, not just off of him, but just kind of from the earth. God's presence wasn't as obvious, put it that way. God doesn't leave us, but the feeling, the sense of his presence had lifted. And Bob said, "Lord, if your glory is not here, I don't want to be alive. Take me home." And God said to him, "Son, I'm going to bring my glory back. It's coming back. And when I do," and he gave him several things he was to look for when his glory would come. And he said, "And when I do, I will not lift it again." The things that are happening now, Bob says, this is that time. This is that time when God's presence, his glory, is coming back. And this is that time where God said, told him, "I will not lift it again." So I wanted to share that with you. And I wanted to share with you also, it was Bob also who about, I think the first time when I read back, the first time I heard about this, there's an angel that he has seen on numerous occasions called the Winds of Change. And that angel has been at Lakeland. Let me just read a little bit about it to you. The Winds of Change angel. It's the first time, it was in 2000, I believe, was the first time at least that I read that he explained about this angel. This angelic being, this huge messenger, said that he has been released to bring the winds of change to the church, aiding us in the transition imminently ahead. These winds will fill the sail of the church to transport her on this virtuous journey. Things are not going to continue as they have in the past within the church and the manner in which she is viewed. So it's a high-ranking angel over the ones assigned to healing, breakthrough, and revival unto harvest. And it says, until now we have known mostly the winds of adversity, but the winds of change that were coming would fill our sails as the church is about to move forward again. Now, I want to just say, because a lot of you have been around for a while, so you know where we are in this. But in case you're new, we, as the Bible says, we don't worship angels. We work with them. And more God is giving people insight. Not everybody sees or feels angels, but a lot of people do. And so when he gives insight, once again, it's not to worship them or necessarily for an experience. But when we see certain angels are around, you start to go, "Whoa, okay, Lord, what are we supposed to do to partner with what you are bringing, with what you want to do?" And in fact, even in Hebrews 1:7, it says, God says to the angels, he says, appointing the winds his messengers and the flames of fire his servants. So I'm bringing up this angel, the Winds of Change, because how many of you were here last week? I really want to know, just if you were here last week, raise your hand, because I kind of want to see. So about maybe 2/3 of you. So last week, there was a woman, Shani, and her husband, Franco, who had come back from Lakeland. In fact, Franco had been up on stage worshiping, playing guitar. A lot of you saw him on TV because he was right behind Todd Bentley most of the night. So I think that was back when they were in the outdoor stadium that weekend. Anyway, so they came here, and at the end, and for a lot of you, it was really powerful. They prayed over many of you, a lot of breakthrough, a lot of amazing things happened. So we went out to the parking lot to say goodbye to them. This was probably about 11 o'clock last Saturday night. And Shanice said about an hour ago, she said, when I was in the church here, so it would be about 10 o'clock last Saturday, she said, I felt this huge presence behind me, and she said she looked, and it was the Winds of Change angel that had come here. And she said it's happened to her a few times. She saw this angel when she was at Lakeland. She said she has not seen it other places. She hasn't seen it at her house. She hasn't seen it at other. It's not like she sees it everywhere she goes. And she said every time it comes from behind her, because it is that wind that's coming through to take us somewhere. And so Now, I was excited to hear that. I thought that's cool. I like that. But honestly, you know, I was thinking, okay, winds of change. I really need to pray, ask God, okay, Lord, what's this about? What do you want to do here? And you know, almost as to make sure I didn't forget, how many of you know this was quite a windy week? I don't know if it was where you were, but it was where I was. I have a garden outside. I just kind of put it together a few weeks ago with a fountain and ferns and things that I like under a big shade tree, and that's where I go and hang out with the Lord. And I love this time of the year because it's warm, it's calm, it's not too hot yet. And I go out there. Well, you know, all week I kept trying to go out there and I couldn't. It was just blowing through. I was going, wow, okay, winds of change. I went out front one time this week to get the newspaper, and I am telling you, when I went out there, the winds were so strong, and I was just almost with every step I was going, winds of change. There was something that was stirring inside of me, and I can't say still as of yet that I understand it all, but I know how God speaks. I mean, a lot of things He speaks, we either disregard it as coincidences, or we just ignore it because we're not even trying to listen, or we start tuning in and He starts telling us more and more. So when you start to see a lot of what you would call coincidences that all start lining up, that's the Lord speaking to you often. So keep asking Him questions. So that's what I was doing, and I started looking up all this stuff. Well, I'm not going to get into everything I looked up. I'm like I told you, we're going to do a prophetic act in just a few minutes. That of this winds of change. In fact, I woke up this morning. I woke up to, I don't know if a vision is almost too strong of a word, but I had a very clear picture the moment I woke up. I guess I would call it a vision of what we're doing tonight and what it would look like and what the Lord was going to do tonight in you. So, but let me explain it a little bit so that it'll have some significance to you. First of all, this was about half a year ago. Kathy Walters wrote this on the Elijah List about the winds of change. The winds will cause you to see the whole picture. The winds of change are coming. They're already moving around you. God wants to change and expand your vision. He wants to equip you and release you into a great big destiny. He wants to totally change how you see yourself. Remember just a minute ago, as Tina was saying, and as we're talking about that we're in a new time, God is absolutely changing His church and how we're viewing things and how we're looking at Him. The winds are going to cause you to see the whole picture. You will turn corners. You will change direction. You will do what you've only had small glimpses of in the past, and you will begin to step into this big picture. It is not the will of God that we live hand to mouth and paycheck to paycheck. There are things to do and places to go. God is not trying to recruit workers for the kingdom, thanks all the same. He is looking for His sons and daughters to rise up. The anointing does not come on what you do. It comes on what He does. The winds of change will bring you into a bigger place. The provisions that God has promised are around God's corner. Turning the corner, though, means that you have to change direction. Just because God told you to do something 6 months ago doesn't mean He's telling you that now. So take some time. Let the things that God has put in your heart come to the surface and dare to believe what you see. See outside the box that others have put you in and maybe that you've put yourself in. And remember, it's not dependent upon your ability or your lack of ability. It's His Spirit moving in and through you. Jesus qualified you 100% when He died and rose from the dead. There is nothing to stop you from stepping into the picture that you see by faith except your own unbelief. Can you hear the wind? Can you see the wind stirring the tops of the mulberry trees? And then she quotes 1 Chronicles 14:15, and it shall be when you hear a sound going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you shall go out to battle, for God is gone forth before you to smite the host of the Philistines. The Philistines were thieves. They would steal the harvest. Do not let the thief steal your harvest, and don't allow him to steal your vision. In Ezekiel 37, there's four winds mentioned. Do you remember that? This is the valley of the dry bones. I'm just going to read it really quick. Ezekiel 37, verses 9 and 10. And it says, this is where the Lord says to Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, say to the breath, the Lord Yahweh says this, come from the four winds, breath. Breathe on these dead so that they come to life. I prophesied as God had ordered me, and the breath entered them. They came to life, and they stood up on their feet, a great and immense army. So, Bob Jones, when this angel visited him, the Lord gave him some revelation as to these four winds. He actually saw seven of them, but I'm going to just relate the four winds, the north, south, east, and west winds. Okay, the first wind, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on these. I really am not. I'm just giving you something because we're actually going to declare this and do something together. The north wind is grace. We just heard that. I believe it was from Tina. The north wind is grace. And he says, it was a sovereign act of great grace to take the very one that formerly oppressed the church of the Lord Jesus, he's talking about the Apostle Paul, and now make him the prominent voice of his day. So shall it be in this hour. Those who think they have been disqualified because of failure, discouragement, and distraction will now experience a qualifying grace to emerge in this hour as a prominent voice for the kingdom and the fulfilling of our apostolic mandate. You know what that apostolic mandate is? Go and disciple nations. The east wind was mercy. He quotes Hebrews 8, 12 and 13, for I will be merciful to their sins. I will remember their sins no more. And when he said a new covenant, he made the first one obsolete. But whatever is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to disappear. Bob says it's an incredible demonstration of mercy to be pardoned and cleansed of our unrighteous acts and nature. It is here demonstrated how superior our new covenant is over the old. How much more are our opportunities to display the revelation of his kingdom, especially in this hour, with the announcement of extraordinary mercy. So the north wind is grace, the east wind is mercy, the south wind, deliverance. The south wind says many are captivated by fear, lust, jealousies, anger, and no doubt many other tormenting adversaries. The unveiling of this wind, deliverance, will bring liberty and freedom to those willing to abandon their soul and yield their will to the will of the Father. And he also says this, it can be also, deliverance can also be associated with the concept of childbirth. Many of you have been experiencing this, like labor pains. To deliver something that has been germinating in the spiritual womb of a body of people to birth kingdom purposes to the earth. And the last wind is wisdom. The fourth wind, freely unharnessed, was the west wind. This accessed the unveiling of the wisdom of God, the astute counsel of God to release to us his plans, his purposes, his strategy to accomplish his mandates for this exceptional time in human history. And I'll just read the other three, what they are. I'm not going to read descriptions. He said there was a downwind, divine knowledge, an upwind, understanding, and a divine wind, mysteries of the kingdom. But we're going to focus on those first four in just another moment. In John chapter 3, says that the Spirit blows where He chooses. We don't know where it comes from, where it goes, but He blows where He chooses. So when we start putting up our sails and saying, yes, Lord, do whatever You want to do, whatever You have to do. See, it's time to go. We know that. It's time to move out. It's time. It's time. It's time. Which means we can't hang on to our old stuff anymore. This story that Susan just told, it's all of our stories. We all have different things that have happened to us. And not to sound uncompassionate, because there are times when we do need to sit down and actually deal with those things with somebody. But a lot of it is just baggage we've carried around for so long that it just feels like it's part of us. We don't even know how to get rid of it. And God's saying, why don't you just ask Me? I'll just unclip that thing because it has no part of you. So it's time. It really is. It's time to move on. So we're going to set up our sails. And there was one other really strong word the Lord gave me this week for you. All right? And it is this, that God is totally committed to your success. He is totally committed to your success. Now, that doesn't mean that everything you do is going to look successful in the world's eyes. In fact, a lot of the things He lets us stumble through and the things that even sometimes look like failures, He says, that's okay. That was part of a plan because you needed to learn thus and so. It's okay. But I am still committed, totally committed to you being My ambassador, My representative on this earth right now in this time. How committed is He to you? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's how committed He is to you. In other words, He did not leave this up to chance. Holy Spirit in you, the Spirit of Christ in you. That's how committed He is to you. Oh, he is so committed to you. Holy Spirit, help us get that one. Help us get it. Help us get it. Help us get it. Oh, my. So, wow. He is so committed to you that He pours out His love on you. Continuously, not because of anything you have done to deserve it, but because He adores you. So that's how you can give it away. He extends grace, 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 forgiveness, mercy, grace, grace, grace. I hold nothing against you, nothing against you, nothing against you. That's why you can do the same for anybody else. As long as you get the first part, He holds nothing against you. Grace, grace, mercy, mercy. That's how committed He is to you. He honors you. He honors you. No way. The God of the universe honors you. You better believe it. He honors you. And that's why you can extend honor to others. Not because they deserve it. It has nothing to do with that. It's just because you are a son and a daughter of honor who is honored. And so you extend that honor to others. And you see the treasures in others. And that's what's been happening in this place. That's why so many of you have come and said, man, I was ripped apart. I don't know. But I came here and it was so safe. How do you guys do that with everybody praying for everybody? How is it so safe? I'll tell you how. Because we're agreeing with and receiving the love of the Father. We're seeing that we're His treasure, that He blesses us and honors us and loves us and holds nothing against us. So then we extend it out this way to one another. And the more we do that, we are raising each other up into our destinies as sons and daughters of God who is totally, totally committed to us. That's good news. That's really good news. I really am sensing this. I don't know exactly what's going to happen here. Todd, come on up. Todd's going to come up, and in just a minute, he's going to play something, sing something as we're finishing up what we're doing here. So, for some of you who have felt stuck in any one of those areas that we just mentioned, I'm telling you, there's something. Everything in Scripture is by faith. By faith, by faith, by faith. Read Hebrews 11. By faith, by faith, by faith. In Romans chapter 4, Abraham, he didn't see the promise, but he believed anyway. And the child came. So I'm just saying that because what we're about to do, it is by faith. It's like some of you might think, well, this is kind of crazy. This is a little different. That's okay. As long as you're entering in like a little child and saying, God, I want these winds of change to blow, and I want you to do what I could not do. I want to go into this new place with you. I want that. I really believe that's going to happen. I really do. I believe it's going to happen for you tonight. So this is what I saw. Okay? I saw us in just a minute, all of us standing and facing, first of all, to the south, which is that way. It might be slightly, but it's about that way. Because I know Mount Diablo's that way, and that's north. So in just a minute, but we're going to face south because we're going to ask for the north winds to blow. But they're going to blow behind us because they're going to take us. We're going to have our sails up. We're going to have our sails up, and we're going to declare together. I'm not going to make anybody do this, but I'm just telling you something's going to happen. We're going to declare together, north wind blow. And I'm even right there. God showed me some of what's going to happen. I won't even tell you because I'll just let him do it. Then we're going to do the same thing each direction. We're just going to go around. So that was north. The next one he said was east, which would be that way because, yeah, that's the ocean that way. So that's west. That's west, right? That's why we're facing that way when we're saying east winds blow, because they're coming from behind us and they're blowing our sails. They're going to take us somewhere. They're going to take it. They're going to unstick us, take us somewhere. Then we're going this way. South winds blow. West wind blow. Now, in between, I'm just going to remind you of what they are, because something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Lord, you know what? All through history, you ask people to step out and do things, and they look crazy to the world. And God, I'm willing to stand up here and say all this because you know what? I know it's you. And I know that you said you're going to move in lives, that you have sent an angel. Whoa. A winds of change angel. Oh. And Lord, you know what we need. You know what your church needs. You know, God, you know this change that has to come. Oh. All right. So go ahead, and if you want to take part, please stand. Okay, wait, where are the shofars? We need those too. In order to call on the south winds to blow our sails from behind. Whoa. South wind is deliverance. How many of you have felt stuck by something that you just can't get out of? Whoa, many captured by fear, lust, jealousies, anger. The unveiling of this wind brings liberty and freedom to those willing to abandon their soul and yield their will to the will of the Father. Oh, and also, this is the childbirth. Some of you, the wind blowing upon you to deliver something that has been germinating in the spiritual womb of a body of people to birth kingdom purposes to the earth. So on the count of three, wow, south winds blow, the winds of deliverance. One, two, three, south winds blow! Freedom, freedom, freedom. Thank you, God, for your freedom. Oh, freedom. Whoa, freedom, freedom, freedom. For us to go forth and proclaim the freedom of the gospel. And God, for those new realities birthed in the Spirit. We thank you, Father. Thank you, we thank you. All right, we're facing east to call for the west winds to blow. Woo. The west wind is wisdom, because we got to know what to do. He takes care of our stuff, but we still have to know what to do. And lest you try to take that on and figure it all yourself, he says, how about you receive my wind of wisdom upon you to access the wisdom of God, the astute counsel of God, to release to us his plans, his purposes, and strategy to accomplish his mandates for this exceptional time in human history. Whoa. So the west wind of wisdom, on the count of three, west winds blow. One, two, three, west winds blow! Yes, Lord, we receive your wisdom. And we say, set us a sail. Set our sails. Put wind in our sails, God. Send us. Send us wherever you want, God. Whatever you want us to do. Oh, whoa, whoa. The Lord just showed me this right now. This was not just for us, but there was something that got shot right past us in every direction. Whoa, that's going to influence a lot of people. Whoa, touch a lot of people. Wow. Whoa.
your way.